Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 406, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
Are you ready for a compilation episode?
Yeah, of course.
Always.
It's
do you remember
best.
When they used to do those in sitcoms? They'd
yes.
be like, let's look back on the times that we talked about clowns, and then they just have clown bits.
They were quite an odd addition to sitcoms, were they not?
They were definitely filler episodes, weren't
yeah.
they? But why?
Why?
Wonder if it was like a weekend, like a long weekend, like a public holiday.
We're not going to get
weekend.
The views, so
it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter. Why not just not show it? Put an old episode on instead.
But maybe they were doing what we're doing, where we refuse to let a week go by.
Perhaps. Thank you.
All right, this episode is Stephanie from a while ago. I think I picked episodes
oh,
that were
she's great, that one.
from I'm just looking at them now from around the 252 to episode 266.
Ooh.
I think.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. Let's see.
Just a fresh little chicken.
Do you want to say any last words before we go in and listen to your panic answer quiz questions?
If you were to count up my score,
yeah.
despite my panicking, I think I'm a pretty good shot at this.
I think so.
Yeah. I occasionally have clues, but I'm the best ever.
Yeah. Well, it is with clues. I was going to say without too many clues, but yeah, you're right. There are sometimes clues. All right. This is it. Have fun. Let's
panic.
Yeah. Okay. It's Nicolas Cage.
Oh, no. Okay.
So I'm going to give you a synopsis of a film and you have to tell me, is it a
goodness.
Nick Cage film or not?
I don't feel like I'm up on my Nicolas Cage films.
See how you go.
Films.
Two newly paired cops who are complete opposites must put aside their differences in order to catch a gang of drug smugglers.
True.
False. It's Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, but I thought Nicolas Cage had been a cop at some stage.
To foil a terrorist plot, FBI agent Sean Archer assumes the identity of the criminal, Caster Troy, who murdered his son through facial transplant surgery.
Face off.
Yeah. I had to watch that film so many times.
Why?
Because it was on buses in the UK when I was backpacking. It wasn't Contiki. So it was even more random that I happened to be watching it on almost
every single bus.
So weird. Like the film and the fact I watched it so many times. One time's enough for that.
Yeah.
Peggy Sue faints at a school reunion. When she wakes up, she finds herself in her own past just before she finished school.
False.
True.
I knew it'd be true.
Peggy Sue got married.
Oh,
Kathleen Turner,
yeah,
and he plays her husband.
Oh, amateur stuff.
And he's really funny
amateur.
In it. He's really funny. Three actors accept an invitation to a Mexican village to perform their on-screen bandit fighter roles, unaware that it is the real thing.
False. That's the three amigos.
Good. That was good. A retired master car thief must come back.
Oh, my gosh. Chevy Chase needs to come in to own the murders in the building.
Fourth season.
If they,
yeah, that's really weird. They got Meryl Streep before.
You guys can do this. I give you the idea. I'm passing it on to you. You don't have to give me royalties, but if you would like to, like, at least fly me to LA.
If we hashtag Selena Gomez in this,
yeah,
news will filter through, right?
Selena, it's a great idea. Imagine a third crazy in the building.
Oh my god,
that you have to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just thinking about the hats and everything.
Yeah.
A retired master car thief must come back to the industry and steal 50 cars with his crew in one night to save his brother's life. What a stupid premise.
Okay. So stupid. It's true.
It's true. Gone in 60 seconds. Starring Angelina Jolie with blonde hair. Like, might have been dreadlocks or something.
I don't know. Do you remember when I said yesterday when I said there was a movie that I left?
It was like, that?
It was that. I'm
That's hilarious.
Sure it
and so it was a Nicolas Cage one. You left. You were so bored. You went into another one. Amazing. Final quiz question. A tough cop must pose as a a kindergarten teacher in order to locate a dangerous criminal's ex-wife.
Even I know that's false. That's true.
You tricked me.
Trickety trick trick.
Of course, kindergarten cop. You've seen Peaky Sue Got Married, but it was years and years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of tempted to watch it again if I can find it. Do you know, I haven't looked it up. In fact, I'm going to say where I think it might be and then I'll look it up.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's an SBS On Demand kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Don't you reckon?
Mm-hmm.
Because they've got like, well, I don't know if they still do, but they had Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I feel
one.
Like it's that kind
that's
of.
That's a good one.
All right, let me have a look. We're going to look for Peggy Sue Got Married, see in Australia where it is streaming. You know, I tried to find the net, you know, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
You got to. Rent it, and I don't want to do that. Peggy Sue Got, that's not how you spell Peggy Sue. No wonder it doesn't know what I'm talking about. Peggy Sue Got Married from 1986. We're never watching it. You got to rent it on Apple. Come on, SBS On Demand. What are you doing?
I don't want to rent things.
I don't want to rent things.
I pay for subscription services and not paying extra.
If it is not there,
not watching
we're
it.
Not watching it. Because it will eventually show up, right, somewhere.
I don't want it enough.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. Look, I think that was fabulous. I enjoyed every moment of that. And I think it has been a wonderful hour, although it's probably going to be less by the time I edit it, but not by much.
It was a long one. Funny. Gosh, I laughed.
Do you know who I blame?
Kate Hudson.
Exactly. Of this quiz is called Synopsis of Films from 1994 dot 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 for no good reason.
This is my niche. I got this.
So I'm going to take bits out because these are literally just from Google.
Yeah,
so
okay.
There are
okay,
bits
okay.
that are really obvious. So I'm going to say.
Can't you keep the obvious bits in? No, you keep them as a clue just in case.
Okay. Yeah. But I think you're going to get this one within the first three words.
Okay, all right.
When drag queen.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Nice.
Anthony/Hugo Weaving agrees to take his act
Anthony.
On the road.
I could never
I wouldn't have remembered that. I remember Adam.
Actually, I do remember.
Guy.
Did they call him Tony occasionally?
Oh,
no,
maybe.
It's because they called them by their drag names all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, wasn't he Titch?
Titch.
Titch, I think. And Bernadette was Terrence yep. Stamp. And was Adam?
Felicia,
yeah.
Well and truly before the bye, Felicia.
Bye, yeah, that's yeah. exactly right. He wouldn't. Adam would not have accepted a by Felicia.
Oh, no.
That's not what that character was up all about. A research scientist. This is a different film. A research scientist becomes the world's first pregnant man.
Twins. No. Junior.
Yes.
Yeah.
With
Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger,
which is exactly
and
why
Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson. Yeah, she's in it.
Now, was that not impressive? I just named three.
Yep.
Of the actors in there. Whereas if you'd asked me the movie I watched yesterday, I'd be like, I don't know who they are.
But what I really enjoyed is that you laughed and said, ha ha ha, my niche.
Yes.
I know this so well. And you do, actually. The first one you got in three words, and then the next one you got in half a sentence. All right, let's see. Oh, okay.
As she fails miserably
okay.
from now on.
This one I'm going to have to take out some bits because it's really obvious.
Okay.
This follows the adventure of a young main character, the heir of his father, and he's got a wicked uncle who plots to usurp the king's throne.
Oh, Lion King.
Yes.
Wow, I got that.
Yeah, you got that. You got that.
Do you want to know what went through my head? It was like,
what were you thinking it was? Like Game of Thrones or something.
No,
that wouldn't have been out then. Yeah.
I haven't seen that. My first thing was Richie Rich.
Probably out in 94 though.
Yeah. And then, I had something else. I forgot what it is now.
That's really good.
And then,
like Superman or something.
Oh, yeah. Superman?
Yeah, but maybe I was actually thinking like the TV show.
Yeah, the Lois and Clark.
Yeah, the Lois and Clark
one. The first one. I'm going to read the first sentence just so you know why I had to do
it. Yeah, okay.
This Disney animated feature follows the adventures of a young lion.
Yeah.
It's too easy. Okay.
This young Lion King.
That's right. When the timid bank clerk, Stanley Ipkiss, discovers a magical mask containing the spirit of the Norse god, Loki.
Oh, I know this. The mask.
Yeah. I couldn't remember it was Loki. Was the god whose master?
I don't remember that.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
I didn't quite remember that he was a bank clerk. But no, then I had no idea. Is there a big musical scene in the bank?
Don't remember.
Okay.
Don't remember.
Doing well.
At all.
Cameron Diaz, there you go.
Was that her first?
No. Do you know her first was? Mm. Oh, I've forgotten the name of it now. Where the dinner. They were having a dinner and they would invite people over and they killed them.
I remember this.
The name of the film is a very famous like saying or it's about seven deadly sins. It's not seven deadly sins.
No, that was a good film. I want to see that again. I was only thinking about that recently.
It was a good one.
I was trying to remember what it was called and what it was about and who was in it.
Yeah, I do remember the name is like a common phrase or.
If you know it, let us know.
Please.
DM us on whatever you want to DM us on. In 1930s Australia, Anglican clergyman Anthony Chapman and his prim wife Estella are asked to visit noted painter Norman Lindsay, whose planned contribution to the International Art Exhibition is considered blasphemous.
Sirens?
Yes, good work.
Oh, nice.
Good work. See, I've sprinkled a few Australian ones
Elle McPherson
in
was in that.
She was. So was Portia de Rossi, but she was known as, that might have been when she was known as Mandy Clark or something like that is her real name. Her real name's Amanda.
Oh.
But she's changed it legally
to
Portia, probably back then.
But. Yeah.
And Kate, the one that, was married to or was engaged to the Packer guy, Kate.
Yes, Fisher.
Fisher.
Who's
Fisher.
Now no longer Kate.
Yeah.
She's changed her name legally too.
So Elle McPherson's the only one whose name is still her name.
Wow.
Original name, I mean. Socially awkward person wants nothing more to get married. Unfortunately, due to her oppressive
Muriel's wedding.
Yes.
Now, who would have thought that 1994 movies was actually my niche.
It was. You got every single one. Even ones that you hadn't seen since 1994.
Maybe I actually went to the movies then.
We did.
Well, because I remember seeing Priscilla at the movie.
Saw that at the movies.
I saw Muriel's Wedding at the movies.
Saw The Mask at the movies.
Saw The Mask at the movies.
Probably didn't see Sirens at the movies, but I think we saw The Lion King at the movie. No, actually, no, we had that on VHS.
We had that on VHS.
And Junior we wouldn't have seen at the movies.
No.
But we watched it.
Yeah.
A few times. 6 out of 6.
Snaps!
The year of Stephanie, 1994.
I peaked so early.
Ask her anything from 1994. And do you know who I followed, I think, on Twitter recently? Mm-mm. Corey Nemec. Do you remember that name?
Yeah.
From Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Yeah, Lewis Can't Lose.
He came up as a suggestion. I was like,
and you're like, yes, I will.
I don't know what he's going to tell me, but yes.
Wow.
Amazing, right?
Amazing.
Blast from the past. We love that show.
Now, I was a little bit sad because I thought you were going to put a Camp Nowhere reference in there, but maybe that was like 96 or something.
Might have been a bit later, yeah.
When you said 94, I was like,
yeah, it's Camp Nowhere's coming up. Camp Nowhere. Yeah. I watched that recently. Did you? Were you there when I watched it recently? It was good.
I really love that movie.
Good movie. Well, well done. And on
that note,
I want to say congratulations, 6 out of 6. This quiz is called Which City Are These Housewives From?
Oh my God, I'm so
See what
excited.
I mean? See what I mean? It's everything that you need and that you're good at. Yeah, very excited hands and everything. Okay.
Okay. Right. I'm going to have to concentrate because, you know, there are a lot of Lisas in the Housewives.
There are.
She says with so much knowledge.
Yeah. Melissa, Georgia. Or Gorga.
Gorga.
Gorga. Melissa Gorga.
But you keep going. Finish the question. Well, oh, that's only it. One person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just need to tell me.
The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, so good. Okay. Janet Roach.
The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
You know, she's.
Did you think you were going to trick me on that one?
No. I was like, I'm just going to try and put a few different ones in here. But what I'm enjoying is that you are recognizing it straight away and you're pausing. But even the pause is difficult for you because you just want to say.
It's really difficult.
Okay. Lisa Rinna.
Count one, two, three. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, that's right. Dorit Kemsley.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Are they still, do they fight, those two? Do they have a little fight with each other?
Just Lisa Rinna fights with everyone.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yes.
Okay. Yes. Dorinda Medley.
Was that a long enough pause?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. Dorinda Medley was on The Real Housewives of New York City. And she has famously been put on pause by Andy Cohen. So housewives.
On pause? What does that mean?
Well, she's the only one that's ever had it done because housewives, if Andy and Bravo no longer want you there, they fire you. But it makes it seem as though you just decided you didn't want to continue with it, but you've been fired. Dorinda.
Did she do something?
No.
They all do something.
Her last season. She was drunk a lot of the time.
Oh, okay.
I would really like her until she gets drunk. She gets nasty and quite scary.
Is that the season where they go, I mean, they always go on holiday, but they go to like a beach house or something with each other. And what's her name? Luann?
Oh, yeah.
And she's so drunk she falls in the bush.
It's not that one. And
Bethany was... really not impressed with anyone.
But there's been a few of those ones.
All right.
There was one that Bethany was really not impressed with people and they call it Scary Island because everybody went a bit.
Is it that one? Am I talking about or is this a different
but
one?
But Luann has gotten drunk at other ones and fallen into bushes.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
okay.
Dorinda.
Yes.
Not that one, but she, famously was not fired by Andy Cohen. So when he called her up to say, you're not going to be in the next season of New York, I'm not firing you. I'm putting you on pause. It hasn't taken her off pause.
Because she was – I saw a photograph of her. She was at the Bravo
she
con.
Was at Bravo
so she can't
con
be and dead it, to them.
And wait for it. At one of the panels called Ask Andy, she was in the audience, stood up at the microphone and said – everyone wants to know, when are you going to take Dorinda off pause?
I got a lot of time for that.
I do too.
That's really good. Final one, Portia Williams. Portia Williams.
The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Is she still in it?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as I know, I think I'm a season behind on Atlanta, but she's there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You did very well. You got every single one and also gave us some of their backstories.
I could do a backstory on every single one of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, next time you give me a housewives quiz, can do more than 6 questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
This is really fun.
Okay, fine. Well, maybe we'll do a special then. That was all very good. And if anybody wants to ask any questions about housewives, get onto the Watchers podcast on Instagram. And send a DM and Steph will message you back.
I'll message you and we'll have a nice little chit chat about housewives.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds really nice. What movie is this character from? It's a Julia Roberts edition. So I'm going to give you the name of the movie.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you two options, a real name or a fake name.
Okay.
Steel Magnolias.
Okay.
You know it?
If you say it, I'll know it.
Okay. Dawn or Shelby?
Shelby.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That's good.
Only because I know that movie really well.
Yeah. I think I only watched it a couple of times because it got sad.
It's really sad.
No, I can't. I can't talk about other movies because they may be in the quiz.
Okay.
Eat, Pray, Love.
Uh-oh.
Ellen or Liz?
I haven't
You know what?
Watched them. Is Liz the author of the real book?
And what's the book about?
Eating in Italy, praying in...
Whose experience? Bali?
Oh, Liz's. Liz. It's Liz.
It's Liz.
That's good because I was going to say good. Ellen.
I was so impressed that you were like, the author is Liz. I'm like, I never remember authors' names.
I 100% was going to say Ellen,
oh,
though.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Don't give me clues unless okay, I ask okay. for them.
All right. Sleeping with the Enemy, which is a movie that I did watch over and over again.
Laura!
Yes. Okay. So... Yes. And do you know what I did? I actually gave you options, even though I knew you wouldn't need yeah. them. But Laura, and then her other name
yep.
was Sarah, or Sarah, sorry. So I picked Jenny and Sam, but I knew that the Laura
I know. Was That's a bit that you were gonna, I was going to be. If he didn't yell be. That like that
you have
in
no
the
idea.
Movie,
I would have no idea. Idea. I don't even remember Sarah. I just remember Laura.
I don't remember Sarah.
Erin Brockovich. This is a bit where I was like, she's going to panic. She's going to have none right. I've got to throw her a bone.
Erin.
Good.
I think.
Oh, my God. Okay. This is the latest one with George Clooney. It's okay. called Ticket to Paradise. Not Ticket to Ride the Board Game.
Okay.
Can you imagine a movie adaptation of Ticket to Ride the Board Game?
It would be
Ooh.
Very slow.
Yeah. Is her name in this film Georgia or Amy?
Oh.
Whilst you're thinking, she's got a very iconic walk. It's a slightly awkward walk, and I like it.
Who, Georgia or Amy?
Oh, no, I meant Julia.
I tried to get it out of you.
Damn it, she said.
I don't know. I can feel myself getting really hot.
You've gone red. You know the stakes are so low there aren't any, right? No, okay, no. Just checking.
There are Georgia stakes. I've gotten Amy. Everything right up until
you
now.
You have actually, Georgia or Amy.
It's Amy.
No. It's Georgia.
Do you know, in my head I was going, Georgia, Georgia, Georgia. And at the last one I'm like, nah, it's Amy.
Oh. It's okay. You got one more that you can
redeem myself.
Well,
on.
You can't get 100% anymore. But
thanks for rubbing it in.
Okay, Hook, Wendy or Tinkerbell? You only have to think about the film tonight.
Tinkerbell.
Yes.
Yes. You know why? Because I remember Julia's awkward walk as Tinkerbell. You gave me a clue there.
Why is her walk? It's awkward, but it's so endearing. Is it just because it's hers?
Yeah.
Is it because she smiles, the Julia Roberts yeah. smile, while she does the walk?
Yeah, and there's something about the shoulders with it. The shoulders yeah. join in with the walk.
It's kind of like she never wears high heels outside of films, but then you see her do the walk without high heels.
Yeah, it's just her. It's just
her. I love it. She's so good.
Yeah.
I want to watch a Julia movie now.
Yeah. I want to see this Ticket to Paradise.
Yeah, not Ticket to Ride.
No.
But Ticket to Paradise. George Clooney getting the gang let's, back together
let's
again.
Do it.
We know what this quiz is already, but I'm going to say the name anyway. Are these stars left-handed? So you just say yes or no.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
She's quirky. She's fun. Yeah. She's an actress. Trips over whilst getting Oscars.
I'm going to say right-handed.
Left-handed.
Ah.
She's left-handed.
I thought she was too left-handed to
yeah,
be left-handed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You overthought it. You overthought
way
it.
Overthought
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not good with 50-50. I'm not good with true or false.
We'll see how you go with this one. Madonna.
Left. Right. I meant right.
Okay.
I said left, but I meant
no,
right.
No. She's okay, right. She's right-handed, yes. What about Queen Elizabeth the II? I don't know about the first. Don't ask me about her. Did not look her up.
Oh, I'm trying to think back to episodes of The Crown.
I was looking up photographs on Google.
Left.
You're really bad at 50-50. Really bad at this. No, she's right-handed.
You know what I do? I make up my mind and then I switch it.
Oh, don't do it.
So I go, oh, Queen Elizabeth. Okay. She's right-handed. No, she's not. She's left.
Answer this one really quickly then. Brad Pitt.
Left.
Yes. That's good. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right.
Left.
Left. I can see that.
Yeah.
Very creative.
We may have seen it. No, because she was always typing on her laptop in Sex and the City, wasn't she?
Yeah, but we see her signing something, don't we?
It's been a long time. So I need to watch the series signing again. Signing books. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll just watch that episode. And finally, the Queen is not left-handed. Is Prince William?
No. Yes.
Which one? You just gave me two answers.
In my head, he's right-handed. He's very right-handed, but your face is telling me he's left-handed.
He's left-handed. He's a left-handed.
The future king is left-handed. Yeah. I'm going to remember that for when I get this quiz again in 20 years.
Yeah, and in 2 months when I forget that we've done it already. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
Kind of.
I got one correct.
Yeah. The others you were,
I'm not good at I need to, just give you an actual answer.
And the Brad Pitt one was perfect, right? Yeah. Straight out, yes.
Put me under the clock and I'm better.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll do the French and Saunders.
Oh, that song gives me stress.
Love it. Love that so much. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And cheers again.
Cheers.